strained U.S.-Arab relations have sidetracked a $25 billion deal that would have allowed Western oil companies to drill for natural gas in Saudi Arabia. Some portion of that project may still be salvaged, but the difficult negotiations are a reminder for those doing business in the Middle East that politics are never far removed, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The natural gas exploration program was to have been a historic homecoming for the oil companies. They'd been shut out of Saudi Arabia since the 1970s, when that country nationalized its oil fields and purchased the U.S. company's stake. Crown Prince Abdullah moved to invite the companies back several years ago, hoping to gain foreign capital, technical know-how, and an American business presence in the kingdom that would help to ensure U.S. military support. Senior fellow Yusuf Ibrahim of the Council on Foreign Relations says the deal was always controversial within Saudi Arabia. Now, with mounting tensions over Iraq and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, he says the project has lost its high-level support.
What has happened in the past 2 months is that the political atmosphere between the United States and Saudi Arabia has changed radically. And the enthusiasm of the Crown Prince and certainly of Prince Saud al-Faisal, the foreign minister, have, vanished.
Last week, the foreign minister wrote to a consortium of Western oil companies, led by ExxonMobil and Shell, and reportedly declared Saudi Arabia's most desirable natural gas fields off-limits. Economist Philip Verleger, who's an expert in energy markets, says the Saudi ruling family has been fighting over the gas deal behind the scenes for several years now. He doubts this latest bargaining position is the final word on the project.
What I would be reading into this is that there's continued tension in the Saudi family between those that want to open the economy up and bring in foreign investment and those that believe they can do it themselves.
Verleger says the oil companies can easily wait on the Saudi gas exploration until they can negotiate more favorable terms. The only real threat is that the Saudis will open the gas fields to, say, French oil companies while keeping the Americans out.
What is very important for these companies is to be there if the other companies are there. No multinational oil companies can afford to have a transaction like this take place and be left on the sidelines.
The gas exploration effort would have no direct impact on U.S. energy supplies. Analyst George Baranek of the Petroleum Finance Company, the Washington consulting firm, says Saudi electricity consumers are the ones with the most to lose if the project does not go forward.
The whole idea here is to produce natural gas. The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia doesn't export natural gas, so Western consumers wouldn't have too big of an impact.
The impact could be larger, though, if the Saudis' new hard line with the oil companies signals a tougher stance towards the West in general. Up until now, for example, the U.S. has counted on the Saudis to help keep oil prices in check, even boosting their production at times when other supplies were scarce. Ibrahim warns that cooperation could be jeopardized unless the sour political climate improves.
What you get is a very alienated Arab public opinion, which puts a lot of pressure on these pro-Western Arab rulers. And I guess the bottom line is they're scared.
Spokesmen for the Western oil companies say they're evaluating Saudi Arabia's latest proposal and plan to respond by the end of the month. Scott Horsley, NPR News.